April 8th, 1922. The Most Holy Trinity veiled in the soul. Sorrow, Jesus, in seeing the will, the intelligence, and the memory of man deformed. Finding myself in my usual state, I was thinking about the sorrow that my sweet Jesus suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane, when all our sins presented themselves before his sanctity. And Jesus, all afflicted, told me in my interior, "My daughter, my sorrow was great and incomprehensible to created mind, especially when I saw the human intelligence deformed, the beautiful image of me, which I reproduced in it, no longer beautiful, but ugly, horrid. I endowed the soul with will, intellect, and memory. In the first shone my celestial Father, who, as first act, communicated his power, his sanctity, his height, by which he elevated the human will, investing it with his own sanctity, power, and nobility, leaving all currents open between himself and the human will, so that he might be enriched more and more with the treasures of my divinity. Between the human will and the divine, there was neither yours nor mine, but everything in common, with mutual accord. It was our image, our own thing, so it veiled us. Our life was to be its own, and therefore, as first act, he constituted her will free and independent, just as first act, was the will of my celestial Father. But how much has this will disfigured itself? Free as it was, it rendered itself the slave of most vile passions. Ah, it is the will that is the beginning of all the evils of men. It can no longer be recognized. How it decayed from its nobility. It is disgusting to look at. Now, as second act, I, Son of God, concurred by endowing her with intellect, communicating to her my wisdom, the knowledge of all things, so that, by knowing them, she might enjoy them and delight in what is good. But, alas, what a bilge of vices is the intelligence of the creature! She has used knowledge to deny her Creator. Then, as third act, the Holy Spirit concurred by endowing her with memory, so that, in remembering so many benefits, she might be in continuous currents of love, in continuous relations. Love was to crown her, embrace her, and permeate all of her life. But how saddened the eternal love remains! This memory remembers pleasures, riches, and even to sin, while the sacrosanct Trinity is cast out of the gifts given to its creature. My sorrow was indescribable at seeing the deformity of the three powers of man. We had formed our royal palace in him, and he had cast us out.